and welcome to a new experiment. And what we're going to be doing now is my Monday Coffee episodes for our podcast is going to be both in audio and video format. And so you can either watch it as a video or listen to it on your run or on your way to work. But today I want to talk to you about what's all on our minds, the coronavirus, and how it has disrupted our community, how it has disrupted our lives more than anything has in many of our lifetimes. I think the last thing many of us can remember that came close to this was 9/11, when everything was shut down. And so for a lot of us, this is scary. It's the unknown. It's frustrating because even still, I think there's different camps out there believing either it's not real, it's a hoax, or that it is, and we need to take it seriously so we don't end up where Italy is now. And that's the big argument right now, right, is we don't want to overload our healthcare system. So that it requires us to stay home, to not do too many activities in large groups to spread the virus. But it is a very uncertain and scary time, I think. And it's kind of interesting to see what it is that really ends up shaking us and making us scared and what we cling to. We make jokes right now that it's toilet paper because we can't find toilet paper anywhere. Since spring break is kind of extending for our schools in Douglas County another week, it's everything now. I think the grocery stores are being depleted of the resources that they have. One of the things that's interesting is the fact that once something starts threatening us, it's everyone for themselves. And we could say that's human nature. Sure, it is. But I think the whole point of faith, the whole point of religion, the whole point of a belief in God is to transcend those things, to believe in something bigger than ourselves. And so when we start panicking, panic buying, hoarding, we're actually leaving out people in our lives and in our community who are in need. Maybe it's an older person with a fixed income. They can't afford to stock up on stuff. Maybe it's just people who don't have enough money to stock up on things. And so they are going about their lives trying to pick up the stuff for just their daily or their general use. And there's nothing there. Medicine is another one that gets picked over. So how can we, as people of faith, as the Church of Christ, live in our communities right now? Maybe it's sharing our resources. Maybe it's helping people out with things that they need. Maybe creating a network, even though we can't meet together. Create a network of text messaging or Facebook groups or anything like that to connect to one another and make sure we're all doing okay and sharing stuff when we need to. Because as we have seen, when we just leave it up to, when we leave it up to chance, I think people always tend to fend for themselves instead of looking out for others. And I think that's what's so powerful about the gospel. And I think we often forget that. Even people who think maybe religion is superstition or stupid, religion and faith, are, when it's good, is supposed to help in times like this. This is when the church shines. And we are going to have to work hard to do that. We have to remind people we are all connected to one another, that we belong to each other. As you can see through the economic repercussions of this whole thing, we do belong to each other. One thing starts sliding away or shuts down, that affects this, that affects this, and affects this. Stock market gets affected. Something as simple as a virus, so small, is disrupting our lives. May this be a wake-up call for us that our faith, if it isn't built around love and caring for your neighbor and loving your neighbor, then it is empty faith. So I challenge you this week, even as you are self-quarantined, as you are staying home, as you're doing the right things, that you may find ways to help out and share resources and love and create community. Have a great week.